And so fortunately, there have been clinical trials of the subcutaneous infusion of this agent. In order for that to work, it has to be connected with an enzyme that allows the tissue to sort of break down a little bit to allow for the infusion of this agent. But in early clinical trials, infusions of 30 minutes to an hour and a half have been very safe and equally effective to the longer infusions. And I would guess that we're going to see maybe a transition from these long intravenous infusions to these subcutaneous infusions within the next year or so.
What's the volume of the infusion and where is it given?
It tends to be given in the thigh or in the abdomen. And the volume, it's a real volume, but in the preliminary reports, it has been very well tolerated, not a particularly vesicant or not particularly irritant infusion.
You said you use Singulair?
Yeah.
This is the anti-asthma pill?
Yes, yeah, because a bronchospastic toxicity was relatively common in the initial patients, and by doing that sort of the day before, that has significantly reduced that and allowed for the infusions of cells of the daratumumab.
Is that in the package insert? Is that widely done?
I'm not 100% certain, but I think...
I never heard that.
But I think there is a... Yeah, there is a... I don't know if it's in the package insert or whether it's in sort of recommendations of how best to give it.
Huh. Do you think, I mean, honestly, maybe I never thought to ask it or nobody ever sought to mention it. Do you think a lot of investigators do that?
I'm not certain. When it comes to the nuances of administering these agents, we have this whole specialty of our nurse practitioners. And in many ways, our nurses have become the experts when it comes to this.
Interesting.
And are really skilled. Both the chemotherapy nurses and our practitioners have really focused on reducing these toxicities. So I rely on them to really monitor this.